Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Winter is not hospitable. It isn't groundbreaking to say that spring is celebrated for bringing both plants and people back to life. However, many gardeners are not satisfied seeing plants starting to grow in April or May. Garden starters can be germinated early and hit the soil as soon as the last frost has passed. To start the plants indoors, you will need to give them what they want in an environment that is not ideal. In the ideal commercial setting, seed germination happens in a temperature-controlled room with constant light and consistent moisture. While we can always shoot for the stars, growing in a home takes adaptability. Conditions necessary to germinate are temperature and water. Then, growing the seedlings out requires the addition of light. To accomplish a successful germination, find a warm spot in the house around 70 degrees Fahrenheit, or use a heating mat, with crops like tomato, pepper, cucumber, and squash preferring around 80 degrees. Seeds will also need consistent moisture, so a plastic lid or cover with slight ventilation will help. Soil isn't recommended at this stage, so loose potting or germinating mixes will be easier on the seedling. Also consider peat pellets. As for lighting, the seedlings won't need light until they poke out of the ground, but then will need plenty of light. Southern windows may not be enough in winter. Supplemental lighting can be provided with LED grow lights, just a few inches above the seedlings. If you notice plants becoming long and spindly, it's a good indication that they need more light. To stimulate outside forces, you can also lightly brush over the seedlings with a hand a few times a day. As they grow out over a few weeks, temperatures can be decreased, with light and moisture lessening a few weeks beyond that. Fertilizer can damage a seedling, but a week after germinating, fertilizer can be applied to the young plant. Start with half-strength household fertilizer and continue to full applications from the label recommendation. Before taking the new transplants to the garden, consider hardening them off. New crops can see transplant shock if they go immediately from a controlled environment into the Kansas climate. Hardening off can be done around 2 weeks before the transplant date. Leave the transplants outside for most of the day, bringing them inside when the temperatures drop at night. This can help reduce transplant shock. Along with transplant shock is the risk of inclement weather during the growing season. Crops like broccoli, cabbage, and kale can all handle a bit of cold, but they shouldn't be subjected to hard freezes. Warm season crops like peppers, tomatoes, squashes, corn, and beans are all pretty intolerant of cold temperatures. Plant warm season crops well after the last freeze date. Southeast Kansas has a last freeze date in the second week of April. Cold-tolerant crops may survive if planted in late March, but always check the forecast. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.